成都七中高2026届高三上期一诊模拟听力测试现在开始。
请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Why are you so tired?
You must be joking. It's still 2 weeks before Christmas, and the store is flooded with more and more customers. I've been on my feet all day, serving one after another.
Hi, Amy. You're home early. Did Granddad go and get you from the cinema?
Oh, Jane's dad works near the cinema, so we wanted to ask him to collect us, but then Jane's older brother came past in his car and picked us up.
I'm terribly sorry, madam, but we are fully booked this evening until 9:30 p.m.
Look, I'm a regular customer. Isn't there any chance that we could be given a table for two? We just need something very quick before the play starts. I've never heard of Philippa Gregory.
Really? She's just written a great new historical novel, and loads of her stuff is adapted for TV.
I guess historical novels just aren't my kind of thing.
I can't believe you got a ticket. Did you run a red light?
Not exactly. I was driving at 40 miles an hour in a school zone. The fine is huge. It's a lot more than the fine for going the wrong way on a one-way street.
A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Oh, look, you've missed it.
Oh, typical. They're always late if I'm early. But if I get there a few seconds late, they leave dead on time.
The next one's at 5:30. I don't mind hanging around with you. I'll go and get two coffees.
Well, take your time. It says that the 5:31 is going to be 20 minutes late.
Oh, look. You've missed it.
Oh, typical. They're always late if I'm early. But if I get there a few seconds late, they leave dead on time.
The next one's at 5:30. I don't mind hanging around with you. I'll go and get 2 coffees.
Well, take your time. It says that the 5:31 is going to be 20 minutes late.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Hi. I requested a credit card from you a week ago, but I haven't received it yet.
Do you remember which one you ordered?
I don't remember the name, but I know it gave discounts on gas stations.
Oh, sorry. We're actually all out of them. Is there any other card you are interested in?
Well, I do shop a lot. Do you have one for that?
Yes, we do. I can issue you that right away. I just need to see your ID card if you don't mind.
Of course not.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Hi. I requested a credit card from you a week ago, but I haven't received it yet.
Do you remember which one you ordered?
I don't remember the name, but I know it gave discounts on gas stations.
Oh, sorry. We're actually all out of them. Is there any other card you are interested in?
Well, I do shop a lot. Do you have one for that?
Yes, we do. I can issue you that right away. I just need to see your ID card if you don't mind.
Of course not. Are you still going to the local park every day?
Of course! And I'm so happy we were both invited to help look after the park.
Me too. We've done quite a lot in our roles as volunteers there. Our background as scientists really helps our work.
It certainly does. I've enjoyed getting involved in various projects about birds.
Yeah, I've also loved walking among the trees. It's amazing how the newly planted ones have stopped growing in height, but grown in width recently, so that they spread out their branches.
Yeah, but I'm worried that tourists ignore the fact that the park is a conservation area. There is so much rubbish dropped everywhere, but maybe it's because it's a well-known tourist attraction. It's difficult to ask everyone to stop using the trees as a playground.
You're right. Anyway, tomorrow I'm going to help out with making whatever's still needed there. It's great we got the shelters done, so that tourists can go bird watching and still stay dry.
And those plant pots we made will be useful too.
Yeah, now I'd like to get on with making some bird boxes. There just aren't quite enough in the park at the moment.
I'll come with you.
Are you still going to the local park every day?
Of course! And I'm so happy we were both invited to help look after the park.
Me too. We've done quite a lot in our roles as volunteers there. Our background as scientists really helps our work.
It certainly does. I've enjoyed getting involved in various projects about birds.
Yeah, I've also loved walking among the trees. It's amazing how the newly planted ones have stopped growing in height, but grown in width recently, so that they spread out their branches.
Yeah, but I'm worried that tourists ignore the fact that the park is a conservation area. There is so much rubbish dropped everywhere, but maybe it's because it's a well-known tourist attraction. It's difficult to ask everyone to stop using the trees as a playground.
You're right. Anyway, tomorrow I'm going to help out with making whatever's still needed there. It's great we got the shelters done, so that tourists can go bird watching and still stay dry.
And those plant pots we made will be useful too.
Yeah. Now I'd like to get on with making some bird boxes. There just aren't quite enough in the park at the moment.
I'll come with you.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
With us here on our podcast is Abby. She has just won an award for amateur filmmakers. Welcome to the show, Abby.
Thanks.
So what made you enter this contest?
I actually remember hearing about it on the radio and immediately decided to try my luck. I've always enjoyed filming people and even directed a school play once, but nothing prepared me for what was to come. And I guess that is lucky, because there is nothing like completing a movie.
What was the most challenging part about that?
I think the hardest of all was getting the crew together. Funding came a close second. The screenplay was the easiest, as I had written one for school but hadn't used it. And my parents let me shoot at our house, so we didn't have to worry about the venue, saving us the extra cost of renting.
Was filming easy then?
Not really. Since I had been in school plays before, it came naturally. It was editing that was hard.
Was it because of all the different tools you needed?
Not at all. The problem was deciding which scenes to cut. Each actor gave it their all. This win is not because of me. It was a team effort.
With us here on our podcast is Abby. She has just won an award for amateur filmmakers. Welcome to the show, Abby.
Thanks.
So what made you enter this contest?
I actually remember hearing about it on the radio and immediately decided to try my luck. I've always enjoyed filming people and even directed a school play once, but nothing prepared me for what was to come. And I guess that is lucky, because there is nothing like completing a movie.
What was the most challenging part about that?
I think the hardest of all was getting the crew together. Funding came a close second. The screenplay was the easiest, as I had written one for school but hadn't used it. And my parents let me shoot at our house, so we didn't have to worry about the venue, saving us the extra cost of renting.
Was filming easy then?
Not really. Since I had been in school plays before, it came naturally. It was editing that was hard.
Was it because of all the different tools you needed?
Not at all. The problem was deciding which scenes to cut. Each actor gave it their all. This win is not because of me. It was a team effort.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。 现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Good morning, I am Lisa. In today's edition of Role Models Around Us, our guest is Emily, a 65-year-old grandmother. As you all know, our neighborhood blog Changi Villagers has been a great platform for sharing local news and events. In fact, Emily is the key contributor to it. Not only that, but she also started a new blog called Resources Nearby,for residents who want a hand moving heavy furniture or just need a listening ear for their problems. Emily has a great passion for learning. She says it is never too late to learn. She will be launching a new website just for students soon to help them learn more about topics such as the history of our neighborhood, famous scientists, and the inventions they created. What a role model she is! Now,Let's welcome Emily to talk about her idea for the website. Good morning, I am Lisa. In today's edition of Role Models Around Us, our guest is Emily, a 65-year-old grandmother. As you all know, our neighborhood blog Changi Villagers has been a great platform for sharing local news and events. In fact, Emily is the key contributor to it. Not only that,But she also started a new blog called Resources Nearby for residents who want a hand-moving heavy furniture or just need a listening ear for their problems. Emily has a great passion for learning. She says it is never too late to learn. She will be launching a new website just for students soon to help them learn more about topics such as the history of our neighborhood, famous scientists, and the inventions they created.What a role model she is. Now, let's welcome Emily to talk about her idea for the website.
你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。